Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective. This is your go-to space for stepping into your power, breaking free from self-doubt, and becoming the most confident, radiant version of you. Okay, tell me if this sounds familiar. You have a dream, a goal, a vision for your life that gets you so damn excited, but the second you even think about going after it, your brain starts whispering things to you like, you're not good enough, what if you fail, you don't have what it takes, people are gonna judge you, you always mess things up anyway. I've been there. I still have those thoughts sometimes, to be honest. But here's what I want you to know, loud and clear. Your thoughts are not facts. They're just stories. And you, babe, have the power to rewrite them. Today's episode is for the woman who's tired of second-guessing herself, tired of letting fear run the show, and so ready to finally believe in herself again. We're diving into what negative thoughts and limiting beliefs actually are, how they hold you back in sneaky ways, and five powerful ways to rewire your mind and reclaim your confidence. So grab your favorite drink, journal, or take me on your next walk, and let's get into this, bestie. What are negative thoughts and limiting beliefs? Let's start with the basics. Negative thoughts are those automatic messages that make you shrink. They pop up when you're about to stretch, take a risk, or step outside of your comfort zone. They sound like, I can't do this, I'm not smart enough, I'm too late, it's already been done, nobody cares what I have to say. Most of us aren't born thinking this way. These thoughts are learned from childhood, from society, from comparison, and especially from our past pain. And when these thoughts are repeated long enough, they solidify into limiting beliefs. Deep subconscious beliefs that shape how we see ourselves, what we think we're capable of, and what we allow ourselves to receive into our lives. Limiting beliefs become the lens we see life through, like successes for other people, but not me. I'm always the one who gets left behind. If I'm not perfect, I'll be rejected. Your brain is constantly trying to confirm what you already believe. So if you're believing that you're not good enough, your mind will cherry pick evidence to prove it. But guess what? You can rewire those beliefs. You can change the story and you can reclaim your power. Yes, it's going to take time and it's going to take work, but I promise you can do it. Hey, love, real quick, if you've been listening and thinking, I'm so ready to become the best version of myself, I've got something for you. The Glow Up Guide Starter Kit is my free gift to help you begin your personal growth journey with clarity, confidence, and intention. Inside, you'll get mindset shifts, daily rituals, journal prompts, and affirmations to help you step into your best self, starting today. It's totally free. Just head to the link in the show notes and grab yours. Now, back to the episode. So, how negative thoughts quietly steal your power. Let's talk about how this actually plays out in real life. When you carry negative thoughts around like background noise in your head, here's what tends to happen. You don't speak up when you have something valuable to say. You hold back on your dreams because you're afraid of judgment. You procrastinate because you're scared of failing. You compare yourself constantly and start feeling unworthy. You self-sabotage anytime something good starts happening. Trust me, I feel that last one in my soul. This is what we call a self-fulfilling prophecy. You believe the worst, so you play small. And when you don't get the outcome you want, it just reinforces that belief that you had in your head. But imagine if you flip the script. Instead of, I can't do this, you start thinking, I'm learning, I'm growing, and I'm figuring it out. Instead of, I'm going to fail, you told yourself, every step I take is building my future. Your thoughts are habits, not facts. And habits can be changed. All right, bestie, let's get into the real tools, the ones that actually work. Here's 5 steps to rewire your mindset and overcome those limiting beliefs. Step 1, identify the belief and its origin. Where did it come from? Grab your journal and ask yourself, 1, what the negative belief I keep repeating is. Then, where did I first learn this belief? Then ask yourself, whose voice is it? Is it yours or someone else's? Sometimes it's a parent, a teacher, or a toxic ex. Sometimes it's society or your own younger self trying to protect you. But naming it takes away its power. Step 2, challenge and reframe it. Write it down, then write 3 reasons why that's not true. Replace it with something that empowers you. So an old thought could be, I'm not qualified. But the new thought could be, I'm growing every day and I bring unique value. Another example is an old thought could be, I always fail. But the new thought is, every mistake is a lesson that's getting me closer. Your brain believes what it hears most, so make sure it's hearing the truth. Step 3, speak life into yourself daily. Affirmations aren't just cute quotes, they're brain training. So I'm going to give you a few to start with. 1, I am becoming the woman I've always wanted to be. 2, I trust myself to figure things out. 3, it's safe for me to take up space. Or 4, I'm allowed to rewrite my story. Say them in the mirror, write them in your planner, put them on sticky notes. Let your environment reinforce your expansion. Step 4, take micro actions that build self-trust. This one is a huge one, and this is one that has helped me so much. Belief shifts happen fastest through action. Ask yourself, what's one thing I can do today that proves this new belief? Can I make one brave decision? Can I take one imperfect step forward and just try? Self-trust grows when you show up for yourself, especially on the hard days. So make a super small promise to yourself and keep it to yourself. Make sure you do it and you build that self-trust within who you are. Step 5, create a supportive mental and emotional environment. You don't have to do this alone. But start curating a life that supports your new mindset. Unfollow accounts that trigger comparison. Surround yourself with growth-minded people. Listen to empowering podcasts. Wink, wink. Read books that stretch your thinking and open up your ways of perceiving the world. The energy you surround yourself with becomes your new normal, so make sure you choose it wisely. When I was filing for divorce, I felt completely broken. For years, I had been told I wouldn't make it on my own, that I wasn't enough, and I'd fail without him. And slowly, those words became my truth. When I stepped into single motherhood, I carried those beliefs with me. Every time something got hard, I'd hear those damn voices again in my head. You're failing. You're not good enough. You're not gonna make it. It was exhausting. It made everything feel so much heavier on me. But one day, I sat with my journal and I asked myself, is this really true? And I started to challenge every single belief. For every lie my mind offered, I wrote down 3 truths to fight it. I reminded myself, I am doing this, I'm strong, I'm brave, and I've already overcome so much. And in that moment, I realized I wasn't failing. I was fighting, I was healing, and I was becoming. A little messy, a little slow, but nonetheless, I was becoming. You are not your thoughts. You are the one who gets to choose them, though. And when you do, your entire life will start to shift. All right, love, that's a wrap on today's episode. If this resonated with you, please share it, screenshot it, tag me on Instagram at GlowUpGuideCollective, and tell me, what's one limiting belief that you're going to let go of this week? And if you haven't yet, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss a weekly mindset glow up. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and remember, you are not your thoughts, girl. You are the author. So rewrite the story. I'm so proud of you, and I'm cheering you on every step of the way. I loved this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.